Exodus 34, verse 29 to verse 35. The glory on Moses' face. Let me read the passage. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, so Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and he spoke to them. Afterwards all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all the commands the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him, he removed the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, they saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until he went in to speak with the Lord. This, in a sense, is the culmination of the giving of the law. It is the second giving. It is the reinstatement of the law. Now, this is very important indeed. Israel had broken the covenant by making the golden calf. Moses had dramatically demonstrated this by smashing the tablets of the Ten Commandments, thereby symbolizing the destruction of the entire law. It was in ruins. But God, in his mercy to Israel, and in accordance with his decree to fulfill his purpose in the revelation of redemption through covenant history, reinstated this covenant. There's a second giving of the law, and Moses is now returned. And although he's completely unaware of it, his face is shining with a radiant glory. And that is the first point. Moses is completely unaware of this glory emanating from his face. It's a reflected glory, reflecting the glory of God. Exodus 33 and Exodus 34 has made much of the glory of God in this covenant. And Moses has seen this glory, and it's reflected on his face. But he's utterly unaware of it. There is no boasting here. It's not, look at me, look at me. I'm the important man. We get the same in Ephesians 3:8. The apostle could say that he's the least of all God's saints. But Moses then, coming back with this reinstatement of the law, with this covenant renewed, the new tablets in his hand, the people see the glory of his face. And the second point is, of course, that they're absolutely terrified. They remember what happened just a short time ago with their sin and the vengeance of God through the Levites, the smashing of the tables of the law and the destruction of the idol and being made to drink the water and all the rest of it. And they remember the judgment of God. And now the same law, through the same man, is standing before them. But it's even worse now, because his face is now shining with a glory, a radiance that it didn't have before. And the people are terrified, and they draw back. They fall back. We're told in verse 31 that they came back to him. They had fallen away. They had drawn off from God. You see, this covenant is a killing covenant. This covenant, in its glory, is a condemning covenant. And the people get it. They get it first time. They don't have to be told. They can see. They have sinned and broken the covenant. It's reinstated, and it comes with greater glory, as it were. And they fall back. They draw away. Do you notice it says Aaron and all the Israelites? He's the first ringleader of all this sin and defection. He's the cause of all this trouble, and he's mentioned first. The broken law, which they have broken, is reinstated with glory. And the people feel the power of it. When Jesus convicts men of sin, you know, even now, there is that same kind of feeling. In John chapter 8, verse 9, the people drew away, the Pharisees and the rest of them, the Jews who were criticizing this woman, accusing her before Christ. John 8, the woman taken in adultery. And when Jesus convicts them, they draw away, beginning with the oldest, the leaders, the more mature, you see. The young men can hang on longer, but eventually they all go. You see, they have a sense of sin. Aaron does here. The Hebrews do. And it's the glory of this covenant that brings it home to them. They've broken it, but God has reinstated it. And this covenant to them is a glorious covenant, but it's a glorious covenant in conviction and condemnation, and they feel it. Then Moses repeats the commands, verse 32. Afterwards, all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all the commands the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. He repeated them, all the commands, the same commands. There was no change. It was all the commands, all 613. Yes, the tables of stone contain that summary in the Ten Commandments, but it's the entire covenant that Moses is bringing back, the entire law. But the glory is unbearable to the Hebrews. And Moses has to veil his face. Verse 33. When Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. Not before God, he took it off there, but before the Hebrews. That veil had to be there. They could not stand the glory of his face. Now, 2 Corinthians 3 makes a very powerful commentary on this passage. The old covenant was glorious. Moses' face shone with glory, the reflected glory of God in that covenant that he had seen on Mount Sinai. But that was a fading glory, a temporary glory. Read 2 Corinthians 3, read Galatians 3 and see. The covenant that we are in, brother and sister, the new covenant, has a glory which is far greater than the glory of the old covenant with Moses. We are in a glorious covenant, but our covenant's glory is not fading. It's established and lasting forever. Indeed, we are increasing in glory. Read 2 Corinthians 3 and see. The Apostle Paul there makes much of this glory and the comparison of it. The Apostle there speaks of the glory of this covenant, the Mosaic covenant, but we have a greater glory, and we reflect the glory of the Lord. We're growing in grace. We're growing in glory. We have the Spirit. In the old covenant, it was draw back. They drew back in sin, but we draw near, and we are drawn near by the blood of Jesus. You see, the veil is also important. The veil of the temple was rent in two, dragged down, pulled down with the death of Christ, Matthew 27:51. But we enter into the presence of God by a new living way, a new curtain, a new veil, even through the body of Jesus Christ. You see, this is what John says in chapter 1, verse 17 of his gospel. The law was given by Moses. Yes, it had glory and power and wonder, but grace and truth with far greater glory. Far greater glory has come by Jesus Christ. And 2 Corinthians 3 goes on to 2 Corinthians 4. God has shone into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, we're dwelling in the glory of God. We have the glory of God. We're going on to glory. We're increasing in glory. And it's not veiled, it's open. We once were in darkness, but God has shone into our hearts. And he's put glory there. He's taken wretched, miserable sinners and made us glorious kings and priests unto his name in our Savior Jesus Christ by his Spirit. This is the age of the Spirit. This is the wonder of the gospel. Unbeliever, what a word for you. You are blinded by Satan. You're in bondage and death. Everything is veiled to you, is darkness you can't see. But if you turn to the Lord, Jew or Gentile, whoever turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. God shines into sinners' hearts. He's shone into our hearts. He will shine into yours. He will give you the light of the knowledge of his glory. And it's all in the face and person and merit of Jesus Christ. Not Moses, but Jesus Christ. and not by law, but by grace and gospel, not by commandments, but by his death, life, death, and resurrection. Of course, he gives us his law, and we submit to that glorious law as believers. We walk in the light of his counsel. He brings us his covenant with his law, and we love him and therefore keep his commandments. But it's because he first loved us and gave himself for us. Oh, if you have never trusted Christ, come to him and come into the glory of the gospel. Don't stay out there in the darkness of unbelief and condemnation. The people were terrified when they saw Moses. My friend, unless you bow the knee and repent and trust Christ, you will be terrified in the day of judgment. But if you come to him now and submit to him, all terror will be removed. All the terrors of the law are gone, if you are in Christ. The glory of the old covenant was wonderful, but it was fading. It surpassed now. It superseded. The glorious new covenant has come, and all true believers are in that covenant. They have glory, they reflect the glory of God, and they're going into everlasting glory, increasingly so now, and one day it will be absolute and perfection forever. Oh, blessed be the name of God for bringing us out of darkness into the glorious liberty and light of the children of God.